This is Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio. Filmmaker Ken Burns said he wanted to create a dialogue with his documentary about Vietnam. And that got me thinking about my father, a combat photographer. I'd seen his pictures, but never knew the stories behind them. I guess I never felt comfortable asking him about his time in Vietnam until now.
I've always wanted to know this. Tell me how you wound up in Vietnam.
Well, I did my darndest to avoid being in a position to have to go there. That's why I enlisted in the Army for 3 years, because that gave me some power over what my ultimate training was going to be, although it did not guarantee that I would not go to Vietnam. But anyway, I ended up in a documentary photo unit, which was based at Fort Shafter, Hawaii.
So when you enlisted, what were you doing before you enlisted? Were you in college?
Yeah, I was basically playing in rock and roll bands, drinking a lot of Florida beer, and having a good time.
So why would you enlist?
Well, because I was going to be drafted. And so I said, holy Moses, I got to do something fast. So I looked around, and one of the military occupations they offered was audio specialist. And so I said, yeah, I'll do that. And so I went there originally as a sound man, and gradually I was cross-trained as a still photographer, and the rest, as they say, is history.
How do you take photographs during a war and fight at the same time?
Well, first of all, I never fired a shot. I was there to record what was going on around me. As our sergeants would say, if it got so bad they needed you to fight, there would be plenty of weapons laying around for you to pick up and use.
So you never fired a single shot. You were simply there, I shouldn't say simply there, but you were there to document what was happening.
Yes, that's right.
Did you feel vulnerable?
Oh, of course. I was scared to death. I can remember one combat operation I went out on. My hands were shaking so badly that I could barely load film in my camera.
The photo of you, it looks like behind a cemetery headstone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you've got your microphone, you've got your gear, but there's also a rather large gun in the picture.
I and the photographer who took that picture, we both carried weapons, but that was mainly for self-defense. But we decided to carry a little more weaponry that day, and there was a lot of fighting going on just outside of Saigon, and this was during the Tet Offensive at the tail end of it. The Viet Cong and the NVA were still actively fighting our forces, even as late as May of 1968.
I want to go through some of the pictures with you. The picture of the gas station that's ablaze.
Well, that was part of that 6th of May event, and it was actually interesting because there's another picture of Sergeant Breedlove, who was with me, and he'd just been wounded by shrapnel. And I had a picture of him. I think you see it there, too. But anyway, we were walking back to our Jeep. We were done. Harry was able to walk, but he was limping. I happened to look over my shoulder, and I saw this shell station was on fire. And it had been part of the fight. And there's this billowing smoke coming up around the top of the sign. And the sign is, of course, the S is gone, and it just says hell. And I saw the irony immediately.
So Harry is the one in the picture that I'm looking at now. Describe this picture, too, and what happened?
He's laying on the ground, and in the foreground you can see his camera, which amazingly continued to operate even after he had dropped it. I guess he was about 15 feet away from me when I heard him yell, "I've been hit."
Do you look at this picture and think that that could have been you?
Yeah, it's chaos. Whatever happens is totally out of your control. You consider yourself to be in a safe spot and end up dead 2 seconds later.
I know you got an award. What was it and why?
Well, it was for my actions that day. I was awarded the Silver Star. I don't think I did anything particularly brave, but whoever wrote it up made it sound pretty good. So
something else also happened when you were over in Vietnam. Because I'm thinking,
yeah, you were born.
I mean, that had to be a different experience. You know, you're in a place where you're surrounded by conflict and potential death, and you're finding out you have a daughter.
Yeah, and it made me want to survive even more, to get home and meet you.
I'm going to go to the next photo, and again, for listeners, this looks like a boy, guns pointed at him. Can you describe the picture for me and tell me about this moment?
Yeah, he was either a VC or a North Vietnamese soldier. I'm not sure which, but I was struck by his childlike appearance. He's surrounded by South Vietnamese Rangers, and he was captured, and obviously he was starving, and they gave him something to eat, and he was sitting there looking up at his captors. I have no idea what happened to him, if they executed him after we left or if he went to POW camp or what. He looked like just a young kid.
Did you have empathy for him then?
Yes, I did. You know, he was a soldier like me and fighting for a cause I think he believed in. Taken me 50 years to figure out what I thought about it and my participation in it. And I think it's just a sad mistake. You know, that's the ultimate reality in my mind.
Brian Grigsby worked as a photojournalist before retiring in Philadelphia. For more on this story and a look at his pictures, visit SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.